No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I've heard of this guy for a while now. I have seen his work. I'm amazed by it, and I appreciate the portraits of honor. Some of my very dear friends from World War II who are local in the area in North Alabama have been featured by this gentleman. And I appreciate the fact that Jeff Reese is joining us here on The Mark White Show today to share about his passion for our veteran heroes. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Good to talk to you.
Yes, you have taken your ability to photograph, your love of photography, and turned it into a mission when it comes to photographing our veterans, especially those who have fought in World War II and even the Korean War, recognizing these guys for heroes that they are.
Yeah, it's been just quite a journey for me to do this and gone far beyond where I really expected it to be, and so it's been just a wonderful journey, and yeah, it has turned into a mission, really.
Well, when I look at the portraits of these gentlemen, you see happy 95th birthday, happy 100th birthday, happy 97th birthday. These gentlemen that you're photographing, they're very, very late in life. But the stories that many of them have to share, it would be wise for us to take in those stories and to learn about their life and what they had to go through, because we are losing this generation so very rapidly.
We are indeed. And sad to say, but, you know, not unexpected. It's just, I hate to see it when I hear about another one passing away, and they do have amazing stories, not just for their service during World War II, which is remarkable, but also for, you know, their life stories that I get to hear some about. And it seems like a majority of them were just country boys, and you know, until they went off to Europe or the Pacific, and you know, that changed their lives and ultimately affected our lives too.
Absolutely. And to go out to some of the homes, as I have before COVID-19, to be able to sit there with these gentlemen and talk about, as you say, not only their service to our country, but their lives. They came back home, they had families, they took care of responsibilities, they helped lay the groundwork for what we live in today. And if we can take that and process the fact that a couple of generations back, it took some people who had work ethic and some dedication to keep us strong as a country, and that we benefit from the work that they did. If we can grasp that, I think that we can live better as a people.
Yeah, I agree. You know, definitely the greatest generation, and we can learn so much from them, from the way they lived and what they did. The service, sacrifice, commitment that they made at such a young age.
To get the opportunity to photograph these gentlemen, especially during this time, is a huge honor. To be able to get their time and to, of course, socially distance and be able to still do your work is really incredible to me that you're still able to make that happen.
During this time of COVID, yeah, it's, I guess up until March of this year, when COVID really hit or affected us, I was probably, well, I can't remember what number, I was probably up around 90 something veterans that I had photographed in less than a year. And, was hoping to hit at least 100 in that first year. Came up a little short because of COVID, and that really put the brakes on it for, I think, almost 3 months, until I started getting more interest and more requests by family members, mostly to reach out to their grandparents and uncles and whoever. And we just decided, you know, if they're willing to do it and I can make it as safe as possible with them, I'll go ahead and meet them wherever they feel safe to do that. And frankly, most all of them I've talked to since are just so tired of all the regulations or, you know, guidelines they have had to live under during this time, and they're ready to get out and, you know, see people again. And I know it's really frustrating. It's kind of a tricky thing. I have photographed a number since May this year, and try to make it as safe and social distance, using masks, and in a clean environment. Like, you know, I've met several in churches and or back porches or whatever. So we've done what we can, and it's worked out really well.
Well, and recently you were able to go to a church in the Huntsville area and to get to photograph some more veterans. And of course you had Pat Simon there with you from Channel 31. He's a veteran himself and was able to cover that photograph session. Tell us about that and that experience lately with those veterans here in North Alabama.
It was a great experience. You know, I was able to photograph four wonderful World War II veterans. It was just a joy to talk to them, and we were, like you said, met up at a local church. So it worked out really well. I really appreciate Pat kind of getting that ball rolling, and the Honored Legacies program, making sure that we could photograph some of the guys that participated in their group, and it just worked out really well. That was, as always, it's a treat for me to get to meet some more of these guys.
And as far as my connection here in North Alabama, as you mentioned, Honored Legacies for Veterans is the group that has supported our veterans in this area, World War II, Korean, and Vietnam veterans, and they do a great job, and I know that it has been a very challenging time for their organization, and I do miss my interactions with the veterans. I would go and spend time in some of their homes and get to talk to them, and things have changed, and I miss that a lot. It really does have an impact on me when I know that there are people out there that I love to be a part of their life, and there's this distance, but accepting the circumstances as they are, still trying to help Honored Legacies for Veterans and their effort, because I know that their work will continue, and we have veterans that not only have a story to share, but they have needs as well, and that might be food or clothing, and we can help with those things. And when we know the need, and Honored Legacies for Veterans keeps a very close watch over those who are part of their organization, and I know that if there is a need, that they will let people know, and I can use my vehicle as the Mark White Show to get the word out. And ultimately, we want to pay our respect and honor those who have served us in our communities, and Honored Legacies for Veterans is a great way to do that, I believe.
I think so, too. It's been a wonderful experience getting to know them, and them sharing their time and efforts to help me and my project, too.
If it's okay, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, Jeff, we'll talk about how people can connect with your effort and to find out more about Portraits of Honor. It's a great effort that you have, and I appreciate these photographs that you've taken of these amazing people who have served our country. If you'll stick with me, will you do that, Jeff?
I sure will.
All right, folks, we're talking to Jeff Reese. Jeff Reese, he is the creator of Portraits of Honor, and you can find Portraits of Honor at portraitsofhonor.us. Go check it out. When we come back, we're going to talk some more to Jeff about his work as a photographer and his passion behind photographing our veterans, those who served our country so well. Hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. Can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom, bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid.
Hey, this is Lionel Cartwright, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Mark's making a difference. You go make a difference too, okay? I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and it's a privilege to have Jeff Reese on the line with me right now as I look at pictures of our veterans, those who have served in World War II. And I see a lot of these gentlemen that are having birthdays, like Major Pop Pop Wooten, who is celebrating his 104th birthday today. These gentlemen did their part to make our country what it is, and Jeff has this honor to be able to go and photograph these men and to record their messages and their stories and to share with us. And Jeff, it's a great work that you're doing, and I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to hear. Thank you.
Well, I know that there's a lot of people who feel that way, and especially when you think about maybe family members who would love to hear the story from their loved one. And sometimes it takes a guy like yourself or Pat Simon or even hopefully the Mark White Show to bring some of those stories out. And a loved one says, wow, I didn't know that daddy did that or granddaddy did that. You get that out of them. How does that make you feel when you're able to do that?
It feels wonderful. It really does. And I understand it too, because, you know, my dad passed away in 2011. He was a Korean War veteran. And I only learned, there was some information about his service. I only found out at his funeral when I heard somebody else kind of telling his story. You know, my dad just wouldn't talk about it. Not that he was haunted by it or anything like that. It was just a subject that never really came up. It was part of his past. You know, obviously before I knew him or was around, and it's kind of another story. I was the youngest of 5 kids, so I grew up in a frantic, large household, and, you know, just parents trying to make ends meet. And that was my dad's story that, as I knew it, I didn't know much about, or he didn't talk much about, you know, when he was in the Army as an airborne paratrooper. And I knew some of the information, but it was only in later years that I found out more of the story. And then at his funeral, I learned a few more facts that I didn't know. So that's not typical. It is typical, in a way, for a lot of the families to, you know, find out at least some new information when I'm there and photographing and interviewing them. And, you know, they seem to enjoy that. And you know, I hope they treasure those moments. And that what I do, I hope, brings them a lot of happiness and good memories that they can carry on.
When did your interest develop in photography, Jeff?
In photography, it was probably as a high schooler. I kind of got into it a little bit, you know, working with the yearbook staff, and just carried on mostly as a hobby from then on. I worked as a graphic designer, art director for most of my career. And, you know, in that role, I would hire photographers to do parts of the work that I was doing for companies I worked for. And then I think when digital cameras became really entrenched in our lives, I kind of grew into it with that. And I think around 2004, 2005, I really embraced that more. I started using it in my work as well as on the side. I would shoot portraits and family photos and that kind of thing. And it just grew from there. That's what I do solely for my work now as a commercial photographer, shooting everything from portraits and weddings to real estate and any kind of commercial work that I can get. So I just work for myself. And you know, as a portrait photographer, I love that part of it. I get to meet and photograph interesting people. That's what I was kind of looking for, someone interesting people to photograph, just kind of on the side. And it just so happens that I have an photographer acquaintance in England who was doing a 1940s project on his own. And that eventually got into him photographing British World War II veterans. I really loved what he was doing and how he was doing it. And I thought, well, maybe I can do something like that myself here. And since I didn't know any World War II veterans, and at least who I thought I would be able to reach out to. And my wife suggested or reminded me of a relative of hers down in New Orleans, that he was a Navy veteran from World War II. And it worked out great that, not with him, his family told us, no, he wouldn't be interested. He doesn't like to talk about the war, and you know, he's just not going to agree to do this. But then I found somebody locally through social media at first. I was able to track him down. Turns out I used to go to church with him for many years. I just never knew he was a World War II veteran. Didn't know him personally. And that became my first veteran to photograph, Colonel Carl Cooper. who's now 100 years old. He was 99 when I photographed him. And I think that experience just turned it into an interest, or from an interest to a passion to get out and do this. You know, after talking to him, I just could not stop doing it. You know, I had to get out and meet more. And I thought it might be just a few people initially, but it turned out to be, I'm at 116 now.
Wow.
Veterans that I photographed, and that's just way beyond what I ever thought would happen.
How about your buddy in Great Britain? As far as his, has he covered that many in Great Britain?
I'm not sure how many he has done. He's done a phenomenal job and helped some, veterans charities and organizations at the same time. And I couldn't tell you how many he's done. I'm not sure it's been that many, but he's done just a fantastic job.
What is his name?
His name is Glenn Vilas.
Can you spell that for me?
Glyn. I think it's only one N. And then last name, Vilas, Dewis.
Great. How do people connect with you, Jeff? How can they find this great artwork that you're doing, these portraits of heroes?
Well, I have a website that I created called portraitsofhonor.us, and I've still got a few veterans to add to it to get up to that 116. I think I'm at 106 posted on the website right now. His last 10, I guess, are from a recent trip, and I haven't had a chance to upload those to the website just yet. And also on that website is a link to a YouTube channel that I have where I'm posting video interviews with as many veterans as I could do that for. And I still have a lot to add to that, but there you can see some wonderful interviews with them, and which I really recommend people take a look at. You know, some of them last maybe 15 minutes, others are approaching an hour long. So it just depends on how much they wanted to talk, how much they had to say. So, and then basically not edited, but As we talk, I just recorded.
I think it's great to be able to have flexibility and not be based on a certain time within those constraints. If somebody has something to say, then let them share it. If they don't, then get what you can out of the conversation. Right now with virtual learning and young people in homes learning from a distance, I think this may be great part of maybe a virtual learning curriculum to learn about our veterans and to maybe watch some of these stories on the YouTube channel, and then also check out your page and find out more about these heroes.
Yeah, there's some tremendous stories, whether it was from their service or from their life experiences. I often ask them, what advice would you give to today's younger generations? And they'll give me a little snippet of something on there. Sometimes it's, they're pretty strong about that. Sometimes it's just kind of general information, but, all of it, is good to listen to, the different points of view and different, experiences that they had. I love, some of the stories that they share. My interest has always been in, World War II history. I'm not a historian by any remote chance, but I just have always had some interest in it, and I learn a lot personally.
Well, and I've learned a lot as well too, Jeff. I think that's important that we continue to learn from our veterans in that way.
I agree.
I want people to go to portraitsofhonor.us, check out the work that Jeff Reese is doing. Also, you can follow Jeff Reese at jeffreese.com, jeffreese.com. Find his website there. And again, portraitsofhonor.us. Jeff, it's been great to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about your background, your passion for this work, and honoring our veterans, those who served our country so well. And we appreciate your time today to share about this photography effort that you have.
Thank you. It's really been a pleasure to talk to you and many other people, especially in the past few months, about this project. And I love that there's a lot of interest because it means more veterans are being reached for my project, but also more people getting to hear their stories and learn about what they did. You know, it's so important that we remember and honor them and serve them in every way we can.
And I'd like to take a minute for those who are listening across the country and the world to connect with your veterans if you can. Find those organizations like Honored Legacies for Veterans in your community and support their efforts. Here in North Alabama, where I'm at, Honored Legacies for Veterans is a great organization to connect with, and I encourage people to go to their Facebook, check out what they're doing in our community, and then if you're outside of the area, find an organization similar and plug into them, and you won't regret the connections that you can make with our veterans. And I know it's a difficult time right now to connect in the way that we did before COVID-19, but there are still ways to do that. And Jeff, I'm so glad that you were able to connect with four of our veterans last week and be able to keep doing your work. And I'm glad that you found ways to keep this going because it is very important. And we're not going to have these gentlemen much longer.
Yeah, I certainly agree that I'm going to keep doing this as long as I can. And, you know, with COVID, that's just a little kick up in the process, I guess. But, and I hate that it has already prevented me from reaching some that I would have been able to meet and photograph before their passing recently. But, even so, I'll keep doing it and make sure that I do it safely and responsibly, and that I'll reach as many as I can.
And I appreciate that about you, Jeff. You keep doing your work, I'll keep doing mine, and let's move forward and continue to honor these veterans and recognize them. Again, I want people to go to portraitsofhonor.us. Also go to Jeff Reese. Reese is spelled R-E-A-S-E.com, jeffreese.com, and check out the great work that Jeff's doing. Thank you again for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Jeff.
Well, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're most welcome. You're welcome anytime. Jeff Reese, folks, he has been joining us here on the Mark White Show, and I'm encouraged by this. I hope that you are too. Find those veterans. Find opportunities that you can make a difference in their life. There are special needs that they have. You can plug into some of these organizations, and maybe you can find a way to make a difference in the life of a veteran today. I think that would be a great purpose in your life. Folks, you have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed Segment. If this show has an impact on you, share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with your neighbors, and let them know about how we're trying to make a difference here on the Mark White Show by recognizing difference makers in our communities and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. For his bed, nothing.
the pit.
You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.